Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who was Captain Marvel when we were kids?
A dude.
Wait a minute.
Right?
I'll look. I don't know.
It's amazing that it's not a trans woman.
That would be dope. That's what they're going to do next.
Trans.
Yeah. Who's a weightlifting champion?
Yeah.
Hey, come sit down.
You guys want some cheese and wine?
Yeah.
No cheese. No cheese. People get mad. People get. Well,
I must say that in his own country, in Mexico, this is, well, he is the king of the country down there.
Hello. Welcome to the Poetry Podcast. This is April 12th. And I was actually had to... So don't call me a Jew for this, but I actually had to clean my snow off my windshield. So I had started like playing a little video for an intro of just like a meme compilation. And since it was 4 minutes long of just memes, I decided to upload it just for shits and giggles. I'll just consider it another test. And, you know, so I don't know how many of those memes are actually audio podcasting worthy, you know, because some of them, like, are video, you know, the meme is in it, in the graphics themselves, so we'll see how that one turns out. So we skipped over 24 for the OMW Poetry Podcast. Now it's 25th. So 25, that's a great number. You know, it's a quarter that George Washington, scuffed George Washington, quarter of 100, you know, quarter. That's such a weird name, like a weird word. Quarter. Give me a quarter. Like, do you guys, I like looking into the origins of words. That's interesting to me. Just the roots, you know. I'll try to think of one, but it's too early. To give you an example. Nearings, plumbing and heating, and air conditioning. Don't forget the air conditioning. Call them today. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just practicing my sponsor voice because I sent out an email to 10 Mexican companies yesterday just to inquire about sponsorship. I'm not, you know, it wasn't anything serious. It was just an afterthought, so I don't have my hopes up, but we'll see what comes of it. Today, I might actually go see Us or Up, that new Jordan Peele movie. We'll see how that goes. Heard it's really good. Haven't seen an actual movie in a theater in a while. But you gotta support the brothers out there, you know, and especially if they're making good content like this movie is supposed to be. It's Us, right? Not Up. Up's that old man movie with the kid and the balloons. Oh shit, well the sun is shiny today. And it's another one of those days where I got up early. Man, I just can't will myself to get fucking, like, just exhort my energy, like, really fast and get ready. I just don't have anything to, like, right now I'm dreading my job. Fuck that place, I mean... It's been nonstop work, you know, like, this whole week, since the team lead is out, and, he, you know, it's funny, I cracked a joke yesterday, and, I think they got mad, but then I started laughing, so then they started laughing, but I think they, you know, took it to heart, Because it's funny, so there's this guy on the team, right? Oh, and that's one thing. Yesterday, my podcast got deleted, so I did the Robot Opochli podcast or whatever, where I just did a generated voice and just type something up real quick. So, I mean, I consider it a test. It's a shame because it was actually a long podcast, and I stayed in my car after I got to work, and I talked, and I thought it was a good podcast. It's just a shame that I got deleted. I just got to be more careful when I'm saving these. There's the app's nice, but it's not really the best. So there are some hitches with the Podbean app and some areas for improvement. I mean, like yesterday, it got erased for no apparent reason. I mean, I think I accidentally hit my home button or something, and it went to like my home screen. And then when I went back in the app, it like cleared what I was doing, which is saving that podcast. But I don't know. Didn't seem like there was any rhyme or reason for it, so it was kind of stupid. But I checked my folders to see if there was a cache, but apparently there's not, so that's kind of stupid. But anyways, what I was getting at is I actually named these guys who frustrate me so much at work Thing 1 and Thing 2. You know, yesterday the boss wasn't working, and Thing 2 was watching golf. Thing 1 was looking at Google Maps for some reason, just like looking at different places. And this is while I was dealing with an annoying fucking well, let's just say that I was doing work that Thing 2 should technically be doing, because supposedly we're behind, right? So we have to support and collaborate with each other and help everyone on the team so we can, you know, achieve our goals and our incentives, you know. However, it's kind of ridiculous. So we haven't hit our incentive for a couple weeks, right? But it's like, these guys have no reason to. They love going to work. Like, our one incentive right now, or two incentives, right, are going to lunch and working from home. These guys don't want to work from home, you know, because the reason why they go to work, I think to begin with, is to get away from home. You know, they don't typically, I don't think they, you know, I don't know, I don't want to make assumptions, but goddamn, it's bright. But yeah, they're silly gooses. Thing 2 yesterday, one was watching golf, and then after he finished doing that, he was cutting his fucking nails, like just clipping his nails. Like, these guys have no shame. They don't give no fucks. Like, as soon as the boss is in there, you know, they go out and do their own thing, you know. And the ticket count was brought down, you know, and it's going back up again. Ah, fuck. Why are you tailgating me, nigga? It's fucking annoying. So stupid. You idiot jerk. It's fucking bright, and then we had to do a sudden stop. I don't know what happened here ahead, but this fucker again was fucking tailgating me. So we had to, like, stop at the last fucking second, and I, like, almost went to the other lane to because I thought he was gonna fucking hit me. Fucking so. Oh man, why are you in such a hurry? But as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, fucking thing one, you know, he can't really get much done on his own, you know, and maybe that's another reason why he doesn't want to work from home. Because he doesn't want to be in a situation where there's no one to help him, and he doesn't know what to fucking do, you know. Because this guy, okay, so he asked for help at least 3, 4, 5 times a day, right, to our team lead, the guy who's been there since fucking 2007 or some shit like that. And this guy, basically, he was going to get let go because his skill set and his basically job role became obsolete, you know, and they didn't want to let this guy go, so they basically, what did they do? They put him on the shit team, you know, and so now we have to deal with him, and, you know, I don't know how long he has to retire. I mean, he's a nice guy and all, but, you know, it's just one of those situations where I like to use basketball analogies a lot. It's kind of like, how do I say this? Okay, so let's say you're the Utah Jazz, right? You're an NBA team. You run an organization. And, okay, so this is going to kind of sound off, but it's like, so you have an NBA, you're an NBA owner for the Jazz, let's just say that. And you have this other organization, or let's say another organization, just think about it as a different department. You know, let's say he owns also the MLB, you know, the minor league Bees or whatever, for Salt Lake City minor league Bees. It's like him getting one of his maybe Hall of Famers that's been a minor leaguer for a long time. I know that doesn't exist, but let's say there's this Salt Lake Bees player who's been with us for a John Stockton type player. Not really, because this guy, thing one that I'm referring to, has never really been at that caliber. I doubt it, you know. But let's say it was a guy who's been there forever, you know, and everyone knows him. And they need to fire him because there's no more room on the roster spot, right? But instead of firing him, what they do is they give him a bench warmer position, a role player position on the Utah Jazz. Like, okay, so first of all, your skill sets don't equate to. It probably would have been a better reference if he was a Jazz player going to the Bees analogy. But either way, I guess what I'm trying to say is that there's no reason why this guy's here. He's there on the team because of empathy. You know, people empathize with him. They gave him an opportunity, and he's kind of held on to it. And, you know, what annoys me about it is that he doesn't really have the skill set. He doesn't have the background for this type of work. But he dictates everything like he does, you know. And no one says anything to him because, you know, he's an old man. And the times that I've said stuff to him, you know, he gets confrontational. But, you know, I don't care at this fucking point anymore. There's one time where he assigned a ticket to me. And it was one of those days where I was just fucking fed up with it. He had already assigned a ticket to me. So the way they're supposed to do it, they're supposed to check who has the least amount of tickets. You know, if there's no one you can assign that ticket to, if the person who should be assigned that ticket is out, or if they are doing a special project and can't take that job, the person who's assigning tickets, which is almost 90% of the time this guy, thing one, he just gives them out to whoever, you know, and that's usually me. And there's no, you know, other than some egotism, there's no reason for him to do that. And it's funny because his best friend, Thing 2, never gets any of those tickets. Like, he's completely skipped on that round-robin rotation. And they bicker, they bitch and they whine anytime you give them any work that's not something that they already had to do. You know, they don't want to go out of their way to help anyone outside of their little social circle. It's so fucking annoying to work with. I'm so fucking tired of it. And what makes me more annoyed about it is that My bosses agree with my theory, my Reddit regarding this area and my reasonings, but you know he just tells me to deal with it. You know, he tells me he's not gonna do anything, that I have to be the one who changes. So I mean, and I guess the way he wants me to change is by being positive, even though I'm getting shit on, you know. And that's simply not gonna happen. Pride is a deadly sin, but it's something that I unfortunately have to deal with. So, you know, I'll fuck over my life to help my pride, and that's not any different than, you know what. Oh shit! Is there a car accident almost? Fucking people, man! I fucking hate people. Fucking slow down. Oh man, it's Friday, but you know I still had to make up a couple hours because I missed on Monday, and man, I don't want to be at work today. I have this fucking guy who's gonna come meet me like at 8:30, so not far off, you know. So I'm gonna get there, I'm not even gonna have a lot of time to prepare, and then he's gonna come and sit next to me and expect me to be a social conversator, and you know, and it's gonna be annoying. I don't know, I'd never met the guy. I always hate social interactions. I always hate having to do something in person that I can do remotely, you know. And that's not necessarily true, because when... Oh, there was almost a crash here in the median. Fucking idiots. But yeah, when I had my other job, you know, and we got to the point where all the tickets were at zero, and every day was a new thing, you know, like we would only work on stuff that broke, you know, and we didn't have to, like, work on stuff, you know. It's just fucking ridiculous. I don't feel fulfilled, because I felt like the entire time I've been trying to catch up, you know. And once you're caught up, you can actually get into doing stuff, but it's kind of hard when the team doesn't have the same vision, you know. We don't all have the same goal. These guys, I think they are afraid that they're gonna, you know, that they're becoming disposable and that they're gonna get fired, laid off. And I get it, you know. If I was that shitty of a worker, you know, I wouldn't trust, you know, like, why do you have that mindset? You know, if you're a good worker and you work hard and you do a good job, why are you scared that you're gonna get laid off, you know? Like, if you have that kind of mindset about yourself, then you should be in the mind state that if there are layoffs, that you're going to be the exception because you do such a good job. And I think these guys know that they're in a position they shouldn't be in. They're trying to milk as much as they want out of this. My boss is more empathetic than he should be. I give him credit for firing the last guy, you know, and that was a surprise. That was unexpected. But it was the right move. And, oh, fuck, there's an accident here on Redwood. It looks big. There's a lot of traffic that's come to a standstill. Looks like there's two tow trucks and a bunch of police cars. We'll see what's going on when we get closer. That sucks. I mean, it's a bright day. People are always in a hurry. It's wet. The snow's pretty much melted at this point, but yeah, that's, what a shame. Sucks to start your Friday like that. And I just remember I have to go. I'm going to work, and I'm gonna hate it. But you know, I'm gonna try to do some things today to get my mind off work. I'm getting sued by a credit card company because I fell back on some payments when all this shit hit the fan this December, November time. And whatever it is, what it is, you know, I couldn't really pay at the time. I can't really pay it now. You know, I'm kind of fucked myself over by thinking things were gonna be different, you know, and expecting things to turn out a different way. And holy fuck, I'm getting closer to this. I'm getting closer to this accident, and it's looking pretty bad. Go ahead, bitch. I don't know why your right to get to work precedes mine, but yeah, go ahead. Just cut in front of me. I'm gonna roll up the window here and see if I can get some of this chatter from the cops. Wow. Oh, that's pretty bad. The airbags went off. Fuck. I've been in 4 accidents. It's not a good feeling. It's a really weird, dreadful feeling you get after it happens. Oh, man. But, yeah, I don't know. I've been, I did post a video yesterday, just for fun. It's just, I have a lot of videos that I have from a funner time that I just have sitting in my hard drive. So, you know, I had a beat that I found, a smaller channel. I loved it. It reminded me of the music from my roots, you know, back in Chihuahua. So I just used that and create a video. I hope the guy doesn't mind. I asked him, but he hasn't been that active on social media for the last couple months, so who knows. If he does, I mean, I use a Creative Commons license. I don't know if that's all you have to do, and I gave him credit, so, you know, I'm not really trying to make money off of it. I'm not even in the position to monetize my videos until I have either 1,000, I think it's both, or it's either, I'm not sure, but 1,000 followers, or no, 1,000 viewing hours, no, 1,000 followers, or 10,000 viewing hours, I don't know, forgot. Here's another advertisement. Tritel Networks, intelligent phone and data solutions for business. Go to www.tritel.com, that's T-R-I-T-E-L, and 801-265-9292. And they are a Toshiba authorized dealer. Wow. I should start my own company like that. Thing is, I have no support. Like, I have so many, like, business ideas. I have no time to actually build out, like, a business plan, get with investors, get with other entrepreneurs, angel investors, and get something done, you know. With the Latino community, it's hard to find, like, people that are willing to do that, that have the infrastructure, that have the capacity to help you out that way. There's a lot of, like, how'd you call them? You know, like, Middle Eastern. There's a lot of Middle Eastern businesses, Asian businesses. It seems like those communities help them, each other out more. I don't know. Like, there's a Mexican grocery store here in West Valley, and it's funny because it's run by, like, you know, even Asians are making money off of Latinos here in America. And, you know, Latinos are Mexicans, South Americans. We're poor in our own countries. We come to America for a better life, and then we get fucked over here, you know, and that's because, I don't know if it's a cultural thing, a tribal thing, you know, it's like, why not help each other out? Why not, you know, get together and make some shit happen? But anyways, here I am at work, The same dreadful feeling I get every day. You know, so one of these days, someone's going to listen to this podcast from my job, and they're going to spill the beans, and someone's going to go in and see how much I talk shit about it while I'm not on the clock. They're going to fire me for it, whether it's right or not right. And, you know, I think I've gotten to the point where I'm okay with that. You know, I don't feel very loyal to this place because, you know, I don't feel that they're very loyal to me either. And I don't feel like I'm a wanted part of this organization because of the way some people, especially upper management, treats me. And especially because of how my team treats me. And I don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel, you know, any sense of purpose is being accomplished. And I, you know, obviously I dread coming to work every day. And that's a sharp contrast from the time when I looked forward to going to work. It was a highlight of my day. So it's kind of, you know, it sucks that my job has actually became a job instead of a hangout spot where I make money. And I don't know, my life's kind of fucked. Like, I'm kind of hoping for a miracle here. I actually don't see any solution to all the problems I'm having. I did get my DACA received yesterday, accepted. I got text notifications. I got the money taken out of my account, $500 Renos, so that was nice. I don't know if I'm, you know, if there's going to be any issues with the actual processing, but it's good that they're actually putting some work into it. Finally, after, you know, spending $60 on overnight shipping and whatnot. But anyways, I'm here at work. I don't want to go inside. I have to meet up with this guy in half an hour and cater up to him and kiss his ass. So I need to go prepare my lips, you know, so they ready for a pampering, because God knows, you know, you gotta treat these guys in the upper hierarchy like they're top priority. You know, who cares if you have other things to do? You know, are you busy? You know, this is something I talked about on yesterday's podcast. Busy is fucking busy, like, you fucking idiots. Why would you ask me how busy are you, or you know, are you really busy? That's so fucking annoying. Like, there's no fucking spectrum of how busy you are. You know, if you're busy, you're fucking busy. There's no spectrum to it. You know, you're not a little busy, you're not a lot busy, you're fucking busy. Like, if you're wanting help, you know, I'm gonna put someone else's issue aside to help you. You know, people think I slack off at work. I don't. You know, I'm constantly doing four or five things at once. I'm working on three issues. I have one monitor working on one issue, and then I'm doing something else, like in my cube, like preparing a shipment, unboxing something, putting shit in the warehouse because no one else is willing to do that. And, you know, it's funny. These fucking lazy asses never help me. So my cube ends up getting, like, disastrous and ugly. And you guys know how much I hate not having any organization in my environment. And, you know, and they have the gall to talk shit about my cube. Like, bitch, if I did nothing, if I worked the way you did, we would never get anything done on this team. And I think I want to go that route. I want to be that asshole, you know, that doesn't do anything, doesn't go out of his way, and nothing will ever get done because, you know, like, this other guy got promoted over me, you know, and I'm fine with that because I kind of lost that motivation to even apply for that after I saw the mind state of this team. I knew it wasn't something I wanted to work under or with or whatever. So, you know, they put this other guy, and it's turned out as expected. It's the same exact thing. There's nothing different besides he has more, his ego's higher. He talks shit more, the team leader. And I love him, you know, I don't have anything bad to say about him. But he's not really helping the team. Nothing's really changed. And, you know, even the way he responds to customers' emails is not really professional. And I had to save the team a couple times with angry team coworkers, which are our customers, because of, you know, bad communication. But anyways, it's 30 minutes here. I love you guys. I'm just gonna end this here, and I'll keep you posted. Hopefully, I have a lot of content coming up this weekend. I can't promise you anything. Hopefully I die soon, so I just don't have to deal with anything else. But anyways, I hope you guys have a nice day, and take it easy. Wash your balls.